just of good cheer. And I think that, you know, the combination of that, you know, good cheer and the message of redemption is just really important for us to remember. And so what better vehicle than his, you know, this story, which is just such a fantastic and a fantastic story that none of us seem to ever tire of. I mean, at least I don't tire of it. I think it's worth the telling every year.
And as you say, maybe we need it this year more than ever.
Yeah, very possibly.
Well, Tom, again, many thanks for joining us today. And I wish you a very Merry Christmas.
And you as well, and your listeners as well. Happy holidays. Thank you.
Thanks, Tom. We've been talking with Tom Bray, who will be performing his Portland holiday tradition, A Christmas Carol, a Victorian Reading, this Saturday, December 19th at 7 p.m. The performance will be live streamed and also be available for viewing on demand up until December 26th, the day after Christmas. You can find out more online and purchase tickets if you'd like at pdxchristmas.com. This is Ken Jones for KBOOS News In Depth.
And now it's time for News from the Boo, the weekly segment from people inside of and around KBOO with news from your community radio station.
Well, good evening. You are listening to News from the Boo here on your community radio station, KBOO Portland. I'm your host, Jenny Okuyama, and I'm also one of KBOO's interim station. Wait, what is my job title? Interim station co-manager. It's a mouthful sometimes. I hope everybody is doing okay today. Yeah, maybe you got Wednesday brain like me. My brain's a little, wah. A lot of Wednesday mush brain happening today. Well, thanks for tuning in from News from the Boo. News from the Boo is the show where we talk about all things KBOO, what's going on inside, outside, about KBOO. It's a show for our listeners, our volunteers, our members, anybody who wants to find out more about KBOO. So first, I'm going to be talking about upcoming class for our volunteers that's actually happening tomorrow at 4 p.m. It's a Spinatron class. So if you are looking to update your Spinatron skills, or maybe you've never used Spinatron before, this is a class for you. It's going to be at 4 p.m. tomorrow on the Zoom. So if you don't have the link for that, email asia@program@kboo.org to get the Zoom link for that class. Just a reminder to all of our volunteers that using Spinatron for your music show is a requirement for your show. And so it's really important that you are logging your playlist and, well, even more importantly, knowing how to log your playlist. So again, that's a Spinatron class tomorrow, Thursday, December 17th at 4 p.m. on Zoom. That's open to all of our programmers. And just a reminder about classes, you know, the Spinatron class is happening because a volunteer asked for it. They said, hey, it'd be really great. And another volunteer said, great, I will teach that. So if you are a volunteer who is like, you know, I could use this skill right now and we aren't offering the class on the schedule, just let us know. And because we really want to make sure that everybody is getting all the skills that they need right now. Maybe you need a refresher. Just let us know. Either email programming, let them know what programming classes you're looking for, or just any volunteer classes in general. You can email our volunteer coordinator at volunteer@kboo.org and just let them know, like, hey, when is your next fill in the blank class? And if you don't have one, how do we get one? And we can make that happen. All right. Also, just more announcements for our volunteers. Just a reminder that it's Give Guide until December 31st. So please throw in a pitch at the top, middle, and bottom of your show. Check your email for more info about that. And then also for our volunteers, I know I've been announcing, but just to remind everybody to check that we have your current email address, phone number on file. You can always check that info out on your VicNet account. So just make sure to log into that. If you need any help with your VicNet account, also known as your logistics account, email our volunteer coordinator, volunteer@kboo.org. Always a good thing to check out every once in a while, extra in case you've changed email addresses or anything like that. That way you stay up to date with all your latest KBOO news. Okay, and for our KBOO volunteers and members, we are looking for, and maybe potential volunteers, maybe you're not a volunteer yet, but this sounds interesting to you. We are looking for people to join our social media team. All those posts that you find on our Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, that's headed up by our web and social media coordinator, Janka, but she runs a team of people. And so if you're interested in helping us out with tweeting out, making Facebook events, you know, helping out with our Instagram posts, maybe you want to learn a little bit more about what goes into social media, it's really interesting to learn if you've never done social media actively for an organization or a business before. So it's definitely a skill you can learn by coming to KBOO. So if you're interested in joining our social media team, email our volunteer coordinator, volunteer@kboo.org, and let them know, I'm interested in being part of the social media team. And maybe you're a volunteer at KBOO and you're like, hey, I'd like to help out, you know, a little bit more right now at the station. Well, not in the station, because the station is still closed to volunteer activities. But, you know, social media, it's online. So it's definitely one of those volunteer duties that can be done remotely. So again, contact volunteer coordinator, volunteer@kboo.org. And something else that our volunteers are, maybe you're a member and you're interested, or maybe you're a new, potential new volunteer and you're interested in joining our development and events committee. It meets on the fourth Mondays of the month, I believe, at like at 4:30 p.m. And this is a group of people that talks about KBOO's fundraising, and they help to develop KBOO's fundraising for the year, as well as help to organize all our different KBOO events. And we might not have any in-person events going on right now, but we are still planning online events and we're still doing online fundraising. And there's a lot of things that go into that. So if you are somebody maybe who has development experience, or maybe you want to get some development experience or event planning experience, join the KBOO Development and Event Committee. So again, they meet on the fourth Mondays right now on Zoom. So if you are interested in joining that, send an email to our development director at development@kboo.org. Again, that's development@kboo.org. Just say, hey, I want to be part of that committee. And I'll just do a quick plug for all our committees. As always, it's a great way to get involved in KBOO. And right now, it's so easy because we are meeting on Zoom. So you don't even need to show up at any place to be part of a KBOO committee right now. We have the programming committee, the engineering committee, the finance committee, the development committee, the personnel and governance committee. They're the ones who work on KBOO policy. So we got all sorts of ways that people can get involved in KBOO. We are a radio station, which means most of our volunteers are on-air hosts, but that also means that we got so many people who keep the station running, and that's all the people in our committee. So join a KBOO committee today. If you have any just general questions about joining a KBOO committee, you can always email me, manager@kboo.org. Again, that's manager@kboo.org. We just love having people involved because that's what community radio is about. It's about bringing in people from the community to shape these airwaves and to keep them going. And maybe committees aren't your thing, but maybe board meetings are your thing. Our next board meeting is Monday, December 28th. That happens at 6:30 p.m. That meets via Zoom. So for that link, just go onto our website at kboo.fm. And our board meetings are open to the public, so feel free to come by and hear all about what KBOO's board is doing. Oh, wait, I got something else for everybody, all of our listeners. We have a KBOO dance party coming up on the 31st of December because we are saying goodbye to 2020. Yeah, I'm going to admit it. I'm one of those people who is very much looking forward to 2021 and have no problem waving goodbye to 2020. And I will be dancing along with it. So it's going to be on December 31st, counting down to midnight, and it'll even go past midnight. There's going to be a whole bunch of different DJs DJing the dance party, and it's going to be going all the way till 5:30 in the morning, I believe. So tune in to KBOO. We got hours of dance music so that you can dance away 2020 and dance your way into 2021. I know I'm going to be celebrating. All right, and last bit of KBOO info. As you've heard, KBOO's on Give Guide right now. And in case you don't know what Give Guide is a list put together by the Willamette Week. And it's a list of 174 different nonprofits in the Portland area. And it's a list that the Willamette Week put together as a way for individuals to easily find nonprofits to give to for end of the year giving. So KBOO was lucky enough to be selected for the fifth year in a row to be on Give Guide. So help us meet our $50,000 goal on Give Guide today. And also check out the 174 other nonprofits listed on Give Guide. You'll find some new nonprofits and nonprofits that have been in the Portland area for a while. So a great way to see who is helping in the nonprofit world, all the different communities of Portland. And KBOO is lucky to be part of that awesome list. So support KBOO today, kboo.fm/give. Big thank you to everybody who's already given. And I think we're about halfway to our goal. So thank you everyone so much for your support of KBOO today. So I guess we're going to wrap it up here for News from the Boo for this week. News from the Boo airs every Wednesday at 5:45. So we'll be back again next week with your updates about your community radio station. Thanks for tuning in. Yeah, why don't I know?
To Rural Roots Rising by the Rural Organizing Project, a monthly radio show and podcast created by and for rural Oregonians who are creatively and courageously